week like that? Yes. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians this afternoon, Ephesians chapter number 2. I want to begin reading here what God has laid on my heart. Brother Jerry had no clue where I'd be coming from this afternoon, but man, the Lord did, and I thank Him for that. I thank God that we've seen a lot, ain't we? We've seen too much for me not to believe. Too much that there's a God in heaven for me not to believe. Too much to know that God is on the throne, amen? Not a whole lot in my life that I can boast in for myself, because nothing I've done has been of any good except Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter number 2 and beginning in verse number 1, if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of His Word tonight. If you found your place, say amen. Amen. I want to preach for just a few moments on our past, but His pardon. Our past, but it's His pardon. You said, no, preacher, I've been pardoned. No. It's our past, but it's His pardon. If you're pardoned by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, it's not nothing to do with you. It's all to do with the Son Jesus. You just allowed the blood to come in. You didn't clean yourself up. You didn't straighten up. It's the blood of Jesus that flows through them veins. There's going to be a lot of folks tell you, you're pretty good. You're a good old boy. You all right? Good old boys still go to hell. Can I get amen? Except you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You're still in your past. Our past, but His pardon. Look what the Bible says. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God who is rich in mercy. Read that with me. But God who is rich in mercy. For His great love wherewith He loved us. Even when we were dead in sins. Hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And hath raised us up together. And made us to sit together. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Father, I love You. I praise You. I glorify You tonight. I thank You for the songs that's been sung. I thank You tonight that we can stand on them promises tonight, standing on the Word of God, standing on the book, standing on Your promises. Lord, I pray tonight as we just do a study in Your Word tonight, how You would just move in a mighty way. Let the Holy Ghost of heaven flow through this place like never before, Father. Lord, I pray it have freedom tonight. The Spirit does. I pray it not be bound up. I pray there not be one person in here that would quench the Spirit tonight. I pray we've come with ears to hear and a mind to receive and a heart that would be open and let the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts. Lord, we're living in a wicked world, but we serve a great Savior, Father. Lord God, we're living in bad times, but we serve a good God. And Lord, I thank You for that. I praise You for that. And I glorify You for that tonight. Have Your will and way in our lives. Thank You for saving my soul. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. I want to talk about our past, but His pardon. Our past, but His pardon. I'm going to read you here, just to go back over this tonight. And every one of you was in this past. Every one of you, including myself, I was in this past. And if you've been saved, now you have a pardon. Paul prayed here. And as you get, Paul prayed and he encouraged the believers at Ephesus to look at their past and then look at God's pardon. Tonight, if you forget where you come from, you'll take it for granted tonight. I'm not talking about living in your past. I'm talking about looking back at your past. Now, there's a difference in living there and looking there. And tonight, Paul said this, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he made the message personal to every believer. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he made this letter personal to every believer. I'm so thankful that the message is always personal. And the book tonight, when you read it, it is always personal. So tonight, I want to look at our past. I want to look at what God has brought us back from. I want to look at what God has delivered us from. What God has done in our life. You say, well, I wasn't that bad of a person. I want to show you tonight, without Christ, how bad we really are. How bad we really are without Christ Jesus and how we live. Look what he says in verse number 1. He said, we was dead in sin. We were dead in sin. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespass. passes and sins. Ephesians 2:1 says, He had quickened you. You were dead in sin and the trespasses of sin. Ephesians 2:5 says this, For even when we were dead in sins. Friends, tonight you said, Preacher, I wasn't dead. I'm alive and well. Spiritually, you were dead. You was in a place that you needed to be brought back. You needed to be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. Dr. Warren Wiersbe said this about an unbeliever tonight. He said an unbeliever was not sick, but they were dead. The unbeliever needs not resuscitation. They need a resurrection. Tonight, they don't need a fresh breath air breathed into their lungs. They don't need something fresh. They don't need something new. They don't need something new on the block. They need Jesus Christ. They need Him to come in their life. Without Jesus, a person cannot please God because they are dead. Paul said here, our past, before you come to know Jesus, you were dead. You were dead in your trespasses and sin. The road I was on, the life I was living, was not going to get me nowhere. All it was going to do was send me to a devil's hell. It was going to send me there, lead me there, carry me there without the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. You're talking about ought to be on a shouting ground tonight. Your past is you was going to hell, but now you don't have to go there because you've been saved. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Friends, tonight you were dead in sin. You said, Preacher, I wasn't dead. Yes, you was. According to the Bible tonight, every person is dead in their trespasses and sin. Let me give you this tonight. Not only was we dead in our past, we were dead in sin, but we was also disobedient. I can give an amen there, can't you? He said, not only was I dead in my sin, but I was very disobedient. Look what he says. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who is that? That is the devil. That is old Satan. That's Lucifer. That's that liar. That's that conniving one. That's that one that won't leave you alone. He is the one that was all over you, had you dead, had you disobedient. And you said, Preacher, are you sure I was disobedient? The Bible says, not only were we dead, but we were disobedient. We were following him. We were running after him. You said, no, I was just lost. I wasn't following Satan. When you was lost, you was following Satan. You was right there. Hey, you may not know how close he was, but he knew how close he was to you. Listen to this tonight. And it worketh, he said, of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2 says, it is the children of disobedience. So what did we do when we lived in that past life? I want to say to you tonight, number one, we was rebellious. We didn't want nobody to tell us what to do. We didn't want to be led in the right direction. We didn't want instruction. We didn't want direction. We sure didn't want the Bible. We didn't want nothing to do with God. We didn't want to hear the name of Jesus. We wanted it either our way or the highway. Friends, tonight, do you not know that's the anthem in hell? Man, when you're dead in your sin and you're disobedient, you don't care who you hurt. You don't care who you arm. Hey, today in Utah, that man got killed, got shot down. You think that's by a Christian? By Lord, no, my friend. Listen to me. The world we live in is wicked. There's deadness out there. There's disobedience. And people are rebellious. And where that must not be found is in the house of God. Tonight, if you're still living in that way, you need to come to Calvary. You need to come to Jesus. You need to get right with Him. I see we were dead in our sins, but we were disobedient. We were rebellious, and we were reckless. Man, you ever been around somebody that everything, when you get around them, bad things come your way? I was that person. I mean, if you got in a vehicle with me, you was fixing to get messed up. Amen? I was that, come on, y'all. I'm preaching to a bunch of saints tonight. No, thank you. I got one back there. Sister Stephanie shaking her head and no, we ain't but saints here. Listen to me tonight. I'm telling you tonight. When I, back in that world, Brother Heath, when I was lost going to hell, I'm telling you, I was rebellious and I was reckless. Anytime you give me a new vehicle, I'd wreck it in no time. You give me anything, I'd wreck it, tear it up. I could not do nothing. Anything I touched was a disaster. I was disobedient. If my mama told me to do one thing, I made sure I did opposite of what she said. If I had beer in my truck and she found it before I could get up the next morning, it never was mine. Why? Because I was reckless and I was rebellious. I'd always put it off on somebody else. Can I get an amen? Friends, tonight, can I say to you, you can't put your sin off on somebody else. You must own up to your own sin and only get it cleansed through the blood of Jesus. I say tonight, we was dead in sin and we was disobedient. I don't know about you, but I was rebellious. I was reckless. I'm talking about reckless living. Reckless living. I thank God that I got saved before Kaylee got it old enough in school, because I'd have been that parent that they said this about. Hon, you can be friends with her, but you can't be around her daddy or her mama. She got a good mama, but she's living with the devil. Now, you feel how you want to about yourself. That's how I know who I was, Brother Brad. Now, you can paint yourself up pretty all you want to and feel any way you want to, but I'm telling you what, when I read this, it reads my life. I would have been that parent. No, you can come. Kaylee can come to our house, but you ain't going to their house. Her daddy is, no, you're not going there. But you know what? Now the tables turn. I'm not that person no more. See, I was rebellious. Man, listen, I'm telling you, if you want to know where you're at, I was rebellious, I was reckless, and I was uncontrollable. I could not be controlled. No man could control you when you're living that life. It was dead, our past, dead in sin, disobedient. And let me give you this. We have sinful desires. Sinful desires. You take a man lost, he has sinful desires. I'm not going to say a saved man won't have sinful thoughts. But desires is acting upon, putting your hands on, lasciviousness, wearing it, watching it, wanting it. The phone you got, if you're not careful, there'll be a lot of desires come through there that you don't need. Sinful desires. Look what he says. Among whom also in verse number 3, man, I'm telling you what, we were dead. We were disobedient, and we had sinful desires, and the only way could cure us was Jesus Christ. We had sin. Look what he says. Among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling what? The desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. I see I wasn't only dead in sin. I see I wasn't only disobedient, but I had sinful desires. You say, preacher, what is that? Psalm 51:5, here's what the psalmist said. He said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. He said, man, I'm just an old sinner in need of a Savior. Titus 3:3, turn with me there if you will tonight. I want to show you this. Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 3 tonight. As I think about this and I get on this and on my mind and on my heart and on my soul, what God has delivered me from, I don't want to get over it because I know if I get over it, I'll be under it. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to get under it. I want it to stay under my feet. I want it to stay under the blood of Jesus. I want to stay on top of this thing. I want to remind myself that without following Jesus Christ, I'm dead in sin. Without being right where He wants me to be, I'll be disobedient and I'll be returned back to sinful desires. Look what He says in Titus 3:3. For we ourselves, that's talking about the church, you and I. For we ourselves. There's some folks, I'm telling you, don't realize how things can go until you let Satan take you where you don't need to go. I'm telling you. For we ourselves also were sometimes, get this, for we ourselves, that's everybody. Everybody in this room. For we ourselves sometimes were foolish. Can I get a witness? Sometimes I was foolish. Before I come to know Christ, man, I was foolish. I done some foolish, and I'm going to use a Detroit word, stupid things. Look back now, I'm talking about stupid. Y'all wouldn't believe the way I parent. I worry to death. I make sure she's up, and we make sure she's up. We make sure she brushes her teeth, combs. I mean, she's 21. We worry to death over that girl. Got a little blister on her foot. I'm thinking, she needs new shoes. Them things brand new. We'll get another pair. When I was lost, I could care less. Yeah. But before I was foolish. Look, disobedient before. Deceived. Boy, I would do some lying and deceiving. I'd soon tell a lie and tell the truth. I couldn't help it. I was lost. Brandy come in tonight and said, have you cleaned a certain spot? I said, yes, I have. She said, have you cleaned it? I said, baby, listen, please. You take that cleaner and you clean that thing, but I've done cleaned it, I promise you. Are you sure? I said, baby, I done it. I promise you, I've done it. Why? Because she's lived with me for 25 years, and that old man, she still remembers when I tell her something, it'd be a lie. Look at her shaking her head. Y'all know what I'm talking about tonight. A lot of you in here, your spouse was either lost or living like he was lost or living like she is lost. And here lately, they're just coming around like myself in a couple years, 18 years. And it's hard to win that back, Brother Heath. It's hard to win back trust when you lied to somebody that you're married to, lied to your mama. It's hard to do that. Foolish stuff, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures. whatever pleasure your flesh, you wanted it. No matter what it was. If it changed your mindset, make you feel good, give it to me. Malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. Ooh. Boy, if I could get me a good grudge back in, I'd get one. I told him a Sunday school the other day, I don't even know if I should say this. I said, some of these jokers now, they better thank God the Holy Ghost is between me and them. I done slapped some sense in some folks. Y'all think I'm lying? Man, I didn't grow up in church. I didn't grow up that you're supposed to love and be compassionate. I didn't grow up in that. I grew up, my man offended you, you ring them jaws. Brother Austin Price, am I lying? Man, I'm telling you the truth. There's a change in my life. Man, that old man wars inside of me. I want to get a hold of that joker. I want to get a hold of him when he backbites me and talks about me and runs me down. I want to get a hold of him. But you know what God says? Greater is he that is in you than he's in the world. And I'm like, but Lord, if you could just take that away for just a little bit. Lord, if you just give me just an inkling of it. He said, you ain't getting it. You sit back down. You shut your mouth. You're going to ruin your testimony. You say, God talked to you that way. I guarantee you he does. Man, they, some folks wouldn't talk to me that way they used to. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You've been saved. You've been changed. You've been bought. And you say, preacher, you don't act like it right now. Oh, I'm calm, very calm. It wouldn't have happened years ago. What's the difference? You done got weak? You done got too old? Well, no. That old fighting man's still in there. But you're under submission of the Holy Ghost. And you say, Father, I'm okay. And you walk up there and you say, man, I forgive you. I didn't ask for forgiveness. I said, don't matter, it's going to help me out. I just walk on off. You don't believe that tonight. Some of you don't believe that. But I'm telling you what tonight. I was dead. My past, I was dead. My past, I was disobedient. And I had sinful desires. To get even is what I wanted to do. If you still got that in you, you need to get that out of you. Or get it under subjection somehow. Because it'll eat you alive. In verse number 4, though, is his pardon. I can't tell you, my wife can tell you better than I can probably. I've only been saved 18 years. But y'all, I talk about this all the time, but Brad, I can't get over it, man. The change. Whew. How you just stripped it. Man, I was laid at home and, man, I've been down. And I felt like the hedge of God's been ripped off my life here in the last several months. And man, oh, this hell itself's coming against me. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I feel like hell itself. Just, whew. And I was laying there Friday night, and man, I done had all I could take. I've been laying there for about 5 days, flat on my belly. I done had all I could take. And I said, told Kaylee, I said, go get the book. She went and got the book. I told her where to look in the book. She got the book. I said, read that book. I said, no, not over there, over here. I said, y'all get y'all's hands on my head. Y'all get to praying in the Holy Ghost. Y'all get asking God to deliver me and set me free from this, whatever's going on. Whatever he's trying to get my attention to, I'm hard-headed and I need to know. Son, they got to praying. Did it relieve you, preacher? Something come over me. Still had the pain, still had the problem, but I had a peace. I had a peace. I went to the book. Folks, tonight, I want to show you but God. My past, your past, every one of us is there. But it's his pardon. It's his pardon. You couldn't do it. Brother Eric, you know what I'm talking about. It's been several times, I'm sure you've done slapped somebody's head off her shoulder. You can't, but y'all like, this is church. Yes, yeah, it's church. This is real life. I don't live over yonder. I live here. I'm battling old Satan like a tooth and nail. But God. Ephesians 4, but God. Have you ever had a but God? Just but God. Just book God. I've preached no telling how many sermons in 18 years. Brandy's preached every one of them with me. I usually wear them out on her before I go, and she's like, "You gotta leave that out. That's got to go. That's too harsh." And then when I get in here and get to preaching, I don't look over at her, because if she ever does this, I done went too far. So I don't look over. I find me an encourager like Woofer. I find me one of old Shay Taylor over there, been down that road, know what I'm talking about. Heath Butler, Brother Austin. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. And I ain't looking at their wives neither. I'm looking at them. But Whooper, you got to book God, son. You got to book God. Brother Austin, you got to book God. Put another baby down there. Got another baby coming. Book God. Brother Shay, you got to book God in your life. Brother Bradley, you got to book God in your life. Or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be preaching. I know Hushes. You wouldn't be preaching. You like Millses. If it wasn't God, you wouldn't be no preacher. I know that for a fact. I grow up with Hushes. They rough and tough. You wouldn't be no preacher. But God. But God. Let me show you this, what but God does. Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4. But God, who is rich, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherein he loved us. He loved us. He loved us. Not only do we have that, he loved us. Look at this pardon tonight. Ephesians 2, 4. God loved us. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Not only did he love us, but look in Ephesians 2, 6. He didn't only love you, but he lifted you up from the mess that you were in. Ooh, is that not good? And only does he love you, buddy, he'll never leave nobody where he finds them. If he saved you, he's going to lift you. He's going to bring you up from there. Look in Ephesians 2, 6. And hath raised us up together. He didn't only love me, but he lifted me. He brought me up out of that old stuff that I used to would do. My attitude I used to would have. He said, you ain't going to stay down there. You can't be a child of mine and go be slapping people in the face. Now, you know better than that. You can't be a child of mine and talk like that on Facebook. You know better than that. So don't even have a page. Yes, sir. You can't be a child of mine and drink and drug and carry on. You know better than that. Yes, sir. You can't be a child of mine and be looking at porn. Oh, yes, sir. See, he said, I love you so much, I'm not going to let you live there. Somebody talk to me right there. He said, I love you that much, I'm not going to let you live there. He said, you're not going to stay there. If you mind, I'm not leaving you there. I'm bringing you on up here in the heavenly places to sit with Christ Jesus. Look what he says here. Ephesians 2, 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Folks, tonight you're sitting in a heavenly place. Now, I don't know how many of these they are around. I don't have a clue. I know they're limited. I guarantee you. But I guarantee you one thing, his power is not limited. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Acts 13, 30 says, but God raised him from the dead. Who did he raise from the dead? Jesus. And that's why we're lifted up. God loved us. God lifts us. Let me give you another point in his amazing pardon that he's done on your life. God leads us. Not only does he love you and he lifts you up, brings you up, but he leads you. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 6, if you will. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 6. No, he won't only pick you up, son. He'll lead you where you need to go. Ain't you glad of that? Here's what Paul said. You're talking about loving Paul, lifting him up and leading him. Man, he sure did that. And here comes Paul back to the church at Corinth, and here's what he said. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3, 6, he says, I have planted and Apollos watered, but God. There's that but God. But God gave the increase. Now he that planteth, here's what Paul said. Now, he that planteth, he ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. He that planteth is neither. Look in verse 7. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God give the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. We're all on the same team. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. I'm going to share this with you in the end. He loved us. That's his pardon. He lifted us, he leads us, And then he lightens our load. He lightens our load. If you're loaded tonight, it's because you've not been at the feet of Jesus. You may be saved and be loaded so heavy. Man, I'm telling you what, you barely can't walk. But you got to stay at the feet of Jesus to keep your load lightened. Turn with me, if you will, to Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19. Philippians 4 and verse number 19. In closing tonight. Philippians 4 and verse number 19. So, preacher, how does he lighten your load? Right here's how he lightens it. Another one of them but gods. Philippians 4:19 said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He said, I'm going to take care of you. No matter your past, when you become pardoned in the blood of Jesus, you're mine. I'm taking care of you. He said, I'm going to lighten you up. We all have a past, but thanks be to God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can all receive his pardon. Ain't you thankful no matter what your past looks like, there's a pardon in it? No matter if the blood of Jesus has touched your life, if you've been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and you're saved, your past is in your past. It's forgiven. It's forgotten. Cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Now you've been set free. Got a pardon set on your life. Man, I don't know about you, but that just excites me so much to the core. Excites me. I pray tonight that you'll be able to tell somebody about Jesus this week. So, preacher, I don't know what to tell them. Tell them about the time you got saved. It'll do you good. It'll do them good. I got thinking, Miss Patsy, today I was sitting there. I got thinking about what a day that'll be. I got singing that song, encouraging myself in Jesus. What a day that'll be. What a day that'll be. There'll be no heartache or pain. No more sickness over there. And I just put him on. There'll be no cancer over there. There'll be no heart surgery over there. And then I said, there'll be no hemorrhoids over there. All is peace. What's so funny? Bad, what y'all think we live in, a little candy cane world? Brother Tony, can I get amen? You said, you crazy, preacher. Oh, no. I just got to thinking, what won't be over there? Be none of that over there. But I've got to endure it here. Listen to me before I let you go. I could got on a pity party very quick. And I could have got down and out, doom and gloom, all them things. But I turned to the book. I turned to my bride, which is not my other half, because we're one. The Bible says we're one in Christ Jesus. When we got saved, we become one. And here we're standing tonight. Everybody's got trials and tribulations and things going on in their life. But what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? If your past is forgiven, start living now and thank God for what he's done. I just have to thank him. I mean, what else can you do? You know what I'm saying? Brandy, she's encouraged me. She's over there laughing right now at me. But I'm thankful. Brother Reagan Rye will be at his church tomorrow night. And Brother Reagan called me Monday. And he said, we've been praying for you. I said, thank you, sir. He said, now if you need to, I said, no, sir. I told you I'd be there. I'll be there. If this thing busses or if it don't, I'll be there because I told you I'd be there. Folks, tonight, you ain't got but one thing, that's your word. And the only good is your word. I'll leave you with this. If you say you're a Christian, be one. If not, quit calling yourself one. If you say you're a child of God, be one. If not, quit calling yourself one. That's fair enough, ain't it? That's fair enough. We're a Baptist church, right? What says on the sign? You expect Baptist preaching. You expect Baptist doctrine. You expect the Word of God to be preached. And that's who we are tonight. So tonight, if you're a Christian, just be one. Father, I love you and I thank you that you've pardoned me, set me free. Lord God, I'm not the only one in this room. Lord, I see smiles on people's faces tonight, Father. When we got talking about but God and what you've done, how you brought us out, Lord, right now, there's a lot of folk in this room right now, Father. They know They know that if you didn't cover their past, boy, they'd be sitting here ashamed tonight. Lord, if everything they'd done, they got caught up with and got caught and put on TV, oh, they'd be bringing shame to the family. Father, you didn't let it go that far. Lord, when we handle it in private, you won't let it go publicly. Lord, I pray tonight, whoever you're talking to personally in their private time, Lord, I pray that you just give them a peace that passes all understanding. I love you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Love on somebody.